a high of 84. After a low this morning of 64, it's 68 degrees at 8 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Lawyers are set to make opening statements today in the federal gun case against President Biden's son, Hunter, who is charged with three felonies stemming from a 2018 weapons purchase. He is accused of lying on the form for a permit for a gun, saying he was not on drugs when he actually was. President Biden expected to issue an executive order soon that would effectively shut down the border to asylum seekers when migrant crossings hit a certain threshold.
Sources tell ABC News when daily encounters reach 2,500 between ports of entry, asylum seekers would be turned away, with some exceptions for children. The move could have an immediate impact. Migrant crossings have averaged 3,500 a day in recent weeks.
ABC's Rachel Scott. Security in Beijing is tight around Tiananmen Square, where the bloody crackdown against pro-democracy demonstrators took place 35 years ago today. World War II vets are in Normandy, France this week, marking 80 years since the D-Day invasion on June 6th. This is ABC News. New York lawmakers expected to introduce a measure that would bar social media platforms from using an algorithm to feed posts and videos to kids.
The measure would instead force apps to show content in chronological order to users under 18. It would also ban apps from sending alerts to children between midnight and 6 a.m. unless their parents opt in, and it would prohibit selling their data. The proposal is likely to face legal challenges and is already raising concerns over free speech.
That's ABC News Chief Technology Correspondent Rebecca Jarvis. Baseball is facing another gambling scandal. ESPN says Padres infielder Tucapita Terramcano is facing a lifetime ban over allegations he bet on Pirates games when he was with the team last season. Americans aren't quite on board with electric vehicles yet. A new AP poll says nearly 50% of the country not likely to buy an EV anytime soon. High prices and lack of charging options, the biggest sticking points. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Driftless Area Group does more than survey land and sell homes. We are stewards of the land, keepers of the home, and protectors of your investment. Our complete package delivers land surveying, real estate, property and casualty insurance, and interior design services. We understand that your property purchase are a huge decision and a tremendous investment. Start your journey with Driftless Area Group today by visiting our new website at driftlessareallc.com or give us a call at 608-647-9050.
Is it time to buy a new mattress? Many factors can affect the quality of your sleep, and there are no foolproof indicators when you need a new mattress. Hi, this is Andrea from Court & Main Furniture & Mattress in downtown Richland Center. We've designed the perfect showroom for your sleep needs. Here at Court & Main, our sleep recipe is support, comfort, and durability at a fair price. So stop in and have a look and feel for yourself. Visit Court & Main Furniture & Mattress, located at 172 West Court Street in downtown Richland Center.
At A&W, it's always a good time for a float. Date night, you'll love a float. Celebrating, you'll love a float. Craving creamy vanilla soft serve and made fresh root beer in a frosty mug? You'll definitely love a float. Only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer. Always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Ready for an action-packed weekend at the 65th Wisconsin High School Rodeo State Finals happening at the Richland County Fairgrounds. The excitement kicks off with special introductions at 7 o'clock p.m. on Friday and Saturday nights and at 11:30 a.m. on Sunday, followed by thrilling performances. Don't miss the annual rodeo parade at 10:30 a.m. on Saturday. The weekend promises top-notch entertainment, showcasing some of the finest high school athletes in the state. Advance tickets are available now through June 14th at Creative Layers, located at 142 South Central Avenue in Richland Center. And on Sunday, June 16th, join us for Cowboy Church at 8:30 a.m. to start your day. For any questions, give Kenda a call at 475-1886. June 14th through 16th, Wisconsin High School Rodeo State Finals in Richland Center. See you there.
Here they come. If you're eating healthy, eat at Subway, where you have a choice of 8 build-your-own sandwiches with 6 grams of fat or less, plus delicious signature wraps and chopped salads. Hours are Monday through Saturday, 8 to 9, and Sunday, 8 to 8. It's their priority to serve the delicious meals you love in the easiest and safest ways possible. You can order ahead by going online, through your Subway app, or by calling 647-6470. Eat fresh, eat healthy at Subway Richland Center.
Pappas Trading Post and Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission bow retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for this season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday 9 to 5.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather update. Rather humid conditions can be expected today with dew points well into the 60s. Also, the possibility of some isolated showers and thunderstorms bubbling up as moisture and energy moves in from the southwest. Better chance of widespread thunderstorms, though, later this evening as a cold front marches in from Minnesota and Iowa. Even a small chance of some severe weather, as some of these storms may have gusty winds, large hail, and, of course, frequent lightning. So be careful with that. Keep an eye on the situation. Also, some locally heavy rain is possible. That falling on saturating conditions across Wisconsin could lead to some localized flooding issues through tomorrow morning. We are expecting cooler weather to build in for the rest of the week after today. Less humid as well, so that'll be nice. Also, just kind of a mix of clouds and sun each day, but some weak disturbances spinning down from the northwest could bring a daily chance of a spotty shower or two, although the amounts look light starting later tomorrow and going through the weekend. Here's that forecast for today. More clouds and sun, warm and sticky. Spotty showers and thunderstorms possible by the afternoon. High at 84, south to southeast wind 8 to 14. Tonight, some occasional showers and thunderstorms likely. Some could be heavy. Low 62. Tomorrow, partly sunny, breezy, and less humid. 30% chance of showers by late afternoon with a high of 77. Wind out of the west-southwest between 10 and 20. Wednesday night, showers possible early, then partly cloudy, low 54. On Thursday, partly sunny, breezy, and cooler with a slight chance of light showers, high about 69 degrees. Heading into Friday, mixed sky, some isolated light showers possible, low 50 with a high of 70. Saturday, partly sunny, 30% chance of scattered showers, low 51 with a high of 74. Sunday, partly sunny, small chance of light rain, high 75. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a hometown independent bank. What is an independent bank? An independent bank is a locally owned commercial bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. Independent banks' funds flow in and out through the community. Being a hometown independent bank makes Richland County Bank the best of both worlds. Not only does Richland County Bank know what's happening in the community, it's involved in what's happening in the community. The officers, directors, and staff all live here. Richland County Bank also understands the role local businesses and farms play in the well-being of the community and has since 1881. If you're looking for a banking partner that's dedicated to the community you call home, choose Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
Sixty-eight degrees at WRCO with some hazy sunshine. Yesterday's high was 78. We picked up 44 one-hundredths of an inch of rain on Monday. The morning low today has been 64. Record high 91 in 1948. Record low 36 in 1995. Last year's high was 85, and the low was 60. Sunset will happen at 8:37 this evening. Sunrise time tomorrow morning will be at 5:22. Once again in Richland Center, after a low of 64, it is 69 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Sports Time is sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Richland Center and Boscobel, local people serving you with the good stuff, and by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Coming up, a look at postseason action for baseball and golf, and also today's softball. We look ahead toward that state tournament. And the Brewers lost 3-1 to the Phillies. Those stories and more will be next.
Whether it's on the farm, at the job site, or just the front lawn, Napa has the parts to get the job done. Hydraulic hoses, PTO drive shafts, even bucket teeth are just some of the parts that can be found at Napa. For smaller equipment like lawnmowers, snowblowers, or snowmobiles, we carry essential maintenance items such as belts, filters, and fluids. Stop in today at Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East Richland Center, and Highway 61 Boscobel.
For WRCO Sports, I'm Phil Nee. Lots of baseball going on today. With more about that, here is Michael Hernan.
Baseball is the only sport where the sectional semifinals and finals all happen on the same day. Here is the aerial action, starting with Division 4 Sectional 4 in Johnson Creek. 5-seeded Barneveld will take on 2-seeded Pecatonka in the 10 o'clock game. Then 3-seeded Oakfield will take on 1-seeded Johnson Creek at 12:30, and the sectional championship game of that sectional will be at 3 o'clock p.m. In Division 4 Sectional 3 in Blair Taylor, 5-seeded Eleva Strum will take on 2-seeded Pittsville at 10 o'clock. Then 4-seeded DeSoto will take on 2-seeded Royal at 1 o'clock. And the sectional championship of that sectional will take place at 4 o'clock p.m. The Division 3 Sectional 3 in Prairie du Chien, 2-seeded Viroqua will take on 1-seeded Aquinas at 10 o'clock. 6-seeded Marshall will take on 5-seeded New Glarus at 1 o'clock. And then the sectional championship game will be at 4 o'clock p.m. In Division 2, Sectional 3 in Portage, 2-seeded Edgewood will take on 1-seeded Reedsburg at 10 o'clock. Then the 1 o'clock game, it'll be 2 o'clock Waupun will be taking on 1-seeded Jefferson. And the sectional championship game of that sectional will be at 4 o'clock p.m. For WRCO Sports, I'm Michael Hernan.
Thank you, Michael. Well, the WIA State Golf Tournament was hampered by weather a little bit. Divisions 2 and 3 players and teams were able to get in just 9 of the 18 holes that were scheduled. After day 1 in Division 3, Mineral Point holds the team lead with a 156. Bonduelle is second at 168. And among the top golfers in the state, Carson Mersberger of Elkhart Lake Glen Beulah and Logan Weisinger of Durand, Arkansas lead. They are tied with 36s. Eli Lindsay of Mineral Point is third with a 37, and Alex Ross of Mineral Point is tied for fourth with a 38. Lakeland leads the Division II high school golf teams. Well, the Church League softball season continues today at 7 o'clock on the East Diamond at Kroska Park. Free Methodist plays St. Mary's. Richland Baptist Temple 1 will umpire. At 8:15, Richland Baptist Temple 2 plays Richland Baptist Temple 1 with St. Mary's umpiring. And on the West Diamond, the Mission will tangle with Church of the Nazarene. Bethel Lutheran will umpire. At 8:15, Bethel Lutheran plays Boscobel Assembly of God. Church of the Nazarene will umpire. For more information about Church League softball, you can always visit their webpage at rcchurchleague.com. The 48th WIA State Softball Tournament will be played this weekend, Thursday through Saturday, at Goodman Diamond on the University of Wisconsin campus in Madison. Division 1 quarterfinals begin bright and early Thursday morning with Kenosha Bradford playing Cedarburg, followed by Sun Prairie East and Watertown. Kaukauna and Hamilton will play around noon, and Milton and New Richmond will face off around 2 o'clock. The Division 2 portion of the tournament will be played on Friday afternoon, when Mosinee plays Lake Mills at around 2:30, New Berlin Eisenhower against Waupun at 4:30. The Division III games start at 10 o'clock Friday morning, Mishicot and Laconia and Broadhead and Prescott. And in Division IV, Fall Creek plays Coleman at 4:30 Thursday afternoon, and Cuba City takes on Auburndale at 6:30 Thursday evening. Division 5 action includes Oakfield versus Thorpe Thursday night at 8:30, and Pacelli and Assumption will meet at 8 o'clock on Friday morning. Well, on the state of Wisconsin scene, first baseman Reese Hoskins returned to the lineup, and he hit a solo home run in Philadelphia Monday night, a place where he played for seven seasons.
Hoskins deep left, and a homecoming for the ages for Reese Hoskins. It's 3-1. They were cheering him earlier, and now some boos, but mostly standing and clapping for Hoskins. Man, what a night for Hoskins.
Oh, is that cool.
Courtesy of Bally Sports, the call of the home run by Reese Hoskins last night. But it wasn't enough. The Brewers dropped the 3-1 game to the Phillies. The loss ended a four-game winning streak. Bryce Wilson took the loss after giving up three runs. And David Dahl home run in 5 2/3 innings. The same two teams play in Philadelphia again tonight, with Milwaukee failing to announce a starting pitcher as of last night. Manager Pat Murphy talked about Reese Hoskins.
Fans showed what this game's really all about. Reese left an impression on this fan base like he will on ours. People already recognize who the guy is and recognize how he goes about his business and what a pro he is and what a teammate he is. So I think the fans reacted just like, I'm just happy for him.
Elsewhere last night, the Mets over Washington 8-7, Cincinnati 13, Colorado 3, Arizona 4-2 over San Francisco. In the American League, Baltimore 7, Toronto 2, Detroit 2-1 over Texas. Houston beat St. Louis 7-4, the Angels 2, and San Diego 1. The Packers have signed second-round draft pick Javon Ballard to a rookie contract. He played his college ball in Georgia. Getting Ballard signed leaves only first-round draft pick Jordan Morgan without a deal. Nine other draft picks have already reached agreements with front office. Scouts say the 5'10", 198-pound Ballard could start as a rookie. His deal with the Packers is estimated to include a $1.7 million signing bonus, and the salary should be a little over $1.2 million. For the final time this weekend, the American Family Insurance Championship will be played at University Ridge Golf Course in Madison. The event moves to TPC, Wisconsin next year. Hometown hero Steve Stricker is the tournament's defending champion. He set a tournament record with an 18-under par 198 last time, including Stricker. Wisconsin competitors include two-time champion Jerry Kelly, Skip Kendall, Mario Tiziani, and Michael Crowley. The NBC television network is placing two Badger football games on its wish list for the 2024 college season. Both would be aired in prime time. The games are October 26th against Penn State and November 16th against Oregon. NBC's preferred lineup was released Monday. The network shares Big Ten Conference games with CBS and Fox. Wisconsin's game against Alabama is set to be broadcast on the Fox Big Noon kickoff. The Celtics are prohibitive favorites to win Thursday's Game 1 of the NBA Finals, and odds are on Boston to host what would be its record 18th championship banner. But the money is pouring in on the Dallas Mavericks at BetMGM Sportsbook. Senior trader Havler Eglund said yesterday that 80% of the bets were coming in on the Mavs to win their second NBA title. I'm Phil Nee with an update on sports.
Hey Bert, did you know it's your choice as a property owner to choose your title insurance company?
No, Holly, I didn't know that. How does that work?
As a property owner, you pay for any title insurance in a refinance or sale transaction on your property. So if refinancing or selling your home, please tell your lender or realtor to contact Southwest Title LLC at 608-647-8841 or stop in at 168 North Main Street for competitive rates on all your title needs. We look forward to serving you.
History is made and records are set at the WIAA State Track and Field Meet over the weekend. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WisSports.net Minute brought to you by Wisconsin Dells, the water park capital of the world.
Where do grown-ups go in the water park capital of the world? Well, go to a water park. You'll find one nearly everywhere you go. Go relax in a cabana. Go golfing. Going for a nice dinner? Oh, go for the special. Go for the weekend. Heck, why not go for the whole week? Go to a show. Go shopping. Go tour a winery. Wow, we're really on the go. Say, I could go for a beer. Need a day at the spa? Go for it. Wisconsin Dells, it's go time. Plan your grown-up getaway at wisdells.com.
There were records set and history made at the 2024 WIAA State Track and Field Meet over the weekend. In lacrosse, Rice Lake's Eliana Shepley headlined things, joining Rare Company as a four-time event champion, capturing a fourth consecutive title in the Division II 400 meters. It was a team sweep in Division I, as the Arrowhead Warhawks claimed the team titles in both boys and girls. Lakeside Lutheran repeated as the D2 boys champ, while Iola Scandinavia ran away with the Division III crown. On the girls' side, Freedom and Rice Lake shared the Division II title, with Deerfield capturing the D3 team crown. Hortonville's Ben Smith claimed a third consecutive title in the D1 boys shot put, setting a new state record with a mark of 70 feet, 9.5 inches. Kids was one of 13 new state meet records set, including Logan Hicks of Arrowhead breaking the previous marks in the 110 and 300 hurdles in Division I. Also, Osceola's Aletta Uden set new records in the D2 100 and 300 girls hurdles. In addition to Hicks and Uden, there were a total of 17 athletes who claimed multiple individual championships. Among them, Onalaska's Manny Putz claimed the D1 title in the 1600 and 3200 meter runs, plus ran a leg of the state-winning 4x800 meter relay. Visit wisports.net for the full results. This is Ben at wisports.net Minute. Check us out online at wisports.net.
Your local Cobuson team is proud to be the Richland School District's bus company. Join the Cobuson family of drivers. No experience necessary. Call 647-4446. Jones Chevrolet Buick offers the very best sales, parts, body shop work, and GM-certified service. Chevy, find new roads. And Julie Cairns State Farm Insurance, here to help life go right, offering auto, home, business, life, disability insurance, and financial service.
Did you know Julie Cairns State Farm is not just your insurance agency, but also a proud permanent drop-off site for the Richland Center Food Pantry? This month, the food drive is collecting cereal, and here's the best part. Julie Cairns will match any donations made. Let's team up, make a difference in our community, and drop off your donations at the office today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Did you know you can buy used rental equipment at All American Do It Center? That's right. As we keep our rental inventory fresh for our customers, it's time to sell used rental equipment and tools. Our inventory includes skid steers and excavators, trailers, lifts and scaffold, lawn and garden equipment, concrete, air and power tools, and so much more. Visit our website and find rental equipment for sale or stop in the rental department at All American Do It Center in Toma, Sparta, and Richland Center.
Wrap up your spring with Fantastic Power Sports 50th Anniversary Boat Sale. Join us from June 11th to the 15th for days packed with savings. Explore the latest pontoons, tritunes, fishing boats, runabouts, and utility boats. Retail savings up to $15,000 on select 2024s and Fantastic Cash on 2023s up to $11,400 on select models while supplies last. We offer competitive financing and we want your trade-in. Don't miss out. June 11th to the 15th at Fantastic Power Sports, Highway 14, Richland Center. 50 years of customer service. It's what we do.
Today's specials are Country and Community from the WRCO studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant.
That little smile you got hits me like a rock and knocks me out of my tree. Give me half a
Radio on WRCO-FM 100.9, Country and Community. It is 8:25 on a Tuesday morning, the 4th of June. We'll see if we can stump you a little bit with the morning trivia quiz. That's coming up in just a little bit here today. Great to have you along for our get-together this morning on WRCO Radio. It is 70 degrees. We're headed toward 84 later on today with the possibility of some spotty showers or thunderstorms. Right now, music from Tanya Sherwood. This is called Let Her Go.
She's got two candles on her birthday cake, just enough teeth to get a little taste, frosting on her nose. Ain't that a perfect pose? There's eight more candles up on top. Time moves fast, I wish it would stop.
Towards the west and plant our greens where the peaceful river flows, where the green dot, a stop sign on a blacktop. I caught the first bus I could hop from there. But all of this glitter is getting dark. There's concrete growing in the city park. I don't know who my neighbors are. There's bars on the corners and bars on my heart. But I'm gonna live where the green grass grows. Watch my corn pop up in rows. Every night be tucked in close to you. Raise our kids where the good Lord's blessed. Point our rocking chairs towards the west. Plant our dreams where the peaceful river flows. Watch my corn pop up in rows. Every night be tucked in close to you. Raise our kids where the good Lord's blessed. Point our rocking chairs towards the west. And plant our dreams where the peaceful river flows. Whoa, where the green grass grows.
Tim McGraw, where the green grass grows, and it grows and grows and grows. The problem is finding the time when it's dry enough to mow, right? The new film, Young Woman and the Sea, is about Gertrude Ederle's historic swim across the English Channel in 1926. Daisy Ridley plays Ederle's, while Tilda Cobman Hervey plays her sister Meg. Cobman Hervey says she did not know how to swim before being cast in the movie and bribed her brother $5 to teach her. Ridley says after freezing in the Black Sea for 9 days shooting scenes for the movie, she has no plans to swim again. It is released for limited theatrical release now and will be streamed later on. And Jelly Roll and Ashley McBride will host the concert special CMA Fest. It will be taped during CMA Fest, which starts this week in Nashville. The performance lineup will be announced later. CMA Fest will air June 25th as a 3-hour primetime special on ABC.
It's crunch time at A&W. Our double barbecue bacon crunch burgers are made with a tangy sauce, smoky bacon, and crispy fried onions. And believe us, it tastes even better than it sounds. Try one today, only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
From infants to men size 19, the Shoebox has shoes for the whole family in the latest styles and fashions. Boots by Columbia, Wolverine, Cat, High-Tech, Skechers, Bear Paw, and more. Even football, basketball, baseball, and track cleats. Visit the Shoebox, a local Wisconsin company, and it's a win-win for you and the community. Shop elsewhere, and your money says goodbye. The Shoebox, located in Black Earth, where you receive service like it ought to be.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
WRCO reminding you, the village of Blue River is flushing hydrants today and tomorrow. Water may appear rusty and discolor laundry. And Tech Help Tuesday will be held every Tuesday at the Brewer Public Library from 9 until noon. Get basic help with all apps and devices. Walk-ins are welcome. Appointments can be scheduled by calling the Brewer Public Library at 608-647-6444. There is no charge for this service. Here's Darius Rucker on FM 100.9.
I was born with a heart with a beat like a rolling stone. Never did I realize where I was supposed to belong. I never knew what I was meant to do. I never made sense to me till I made sense to you. I never had a silver spoon. I didn't grow up in a castle. I never walked on the moon. I never played a Sistine Chapel. I can't play piano like Ray Charles. But baby, when my life was through, I hope they say my masterpiece is loving you. And you'd be on my mind. Like a starry night, our love will stand the test of time. I never had a silver spoon. I didn't grow up in a castle. I never walked on the moon. I never played a Sistine Chapel. I can't play piano like Ray Charles. But baby, when my life is through, I hope they say loving you, yeah, loving you, baby, yeah, loving you, darling. So get a little closer, baby. I wanna take my time, wanna take all night. So get a little closer, darling. Wanna keep on working till I get it right. I never had a silver spoon. I didn't grow up in a castle. Never walked on the moon. I never played a Sistine Chapel. I can't play piano like Ray Charles. But baby, when my life is through, I hope they say my masterpiece is loving you. I'm loving you.
sure mess you up. Yeah. Damn, love.
More on FM 100.9. Good morning, 8:41 the time. It is trivia time. The winning answer wins a great prize from ET Foods. Your chance to win. Plus, a little certificate that will go your way, just according to a June Dairy Month giveaway as well. Courtesy of ET Foods, your chance for some milk. Oh, yes, during June Dairy Month. So that's a double part of the prize today. Which iconic country artist had the most songs make the Billboard Country Survey through 2005? So which of these had the most songs make the Billboard Country Charts through 2005? Was it A, Dolly Parton? Could it be B, George Strait? C, Eddie Arnold? Or D, George Jones? 608-647-4155. Give it a try. The winning answer wins from ET Foods.
Unless they leave forever, but then again, they don't really leave. 'Cause deep down inside of me, I know heaven's gotta be this kind of town. In this kind of town, we know how to fix it. We know how to make it. We know.
Best and more on WRCO. Congratulations to Susan Meyer. Great job. She knew the right answer because husband Jeff listens to all those old 8-tracks. He's got a few of them. So anyway, which iconic country artist had the most songs make the Billboard Country Survey through 2005? Well, let's see. George Strait had 80. He's had a few since then, but he's still not going to be the top one of all. Dolly Parton has had 90 and just a few since that time. Eddie Arnold, 128. That's a lot, dating back to the 40s. And the winner is George Jones, 145 during that time. Some of those were duets as well with Tammy Wynette and Johnny Cash, Gene Pitney, some people like that. But 145 of his songs made the Billboard Country Survey. And Susan, great job. She's the winner courtesy of today's sponsor of trivia, E.T. Foods. Here we go with a George Jones from way back in time. Written by, a little trivia for you, written by J.P. Richardson, who was the big bopper, who wrote the song Running Bear, and of course his big hit, Chantilly Lace. But he also wrote this one as well, called White Lightning.
Well, in North Carolina, way back in the hill, lived my old pappy and he had him a still. He brewed white lightning till the sun went down, and then you'd feel jug and it pass it around. Mighty, mighty pleasing. Pappy's corn squeezing.
Shh, white lightning.
Well, the G-men, T-men, revenueers too, searching for the place where he made his brew. They were looking, trying to book him, but my pappy kept on cooking.
Shh, white lightning.
And right away I knew, as my eyes bugged out and my face turned blue. Lightning started flashing, thunder started clashing.
White lightning.
Well, the G-men, T-men, revenueers too, searching for a place where he made his brew. They were looking, trying to book him, but my pappy kept on cooking.
White lightning.
Morning as he hit the ground. Mighty, mighty pleasing. Your pappy's corn squeezing.
Whew. White lightning.
The G-men, T-men, revenueers too, searching for a place where he made his brew. They were looking, trying to book him, but my pappy kept on cooking.
Whew. White lightning.
George Jones there and White Lightning from WRCO Radio. He certainly had one of the most distinctive country voices of all time. Great, great country singer and country crooner. And sadly, like a lot of the country artists, especially of that day, very self-destructive behavior. But he did survive that and had a long-lasting career. It's 72 degrees here at WRCO. The time is 10 minutes before 9. Coming up on today's morning show, we're going to give you a preview of the Community Players summer production, The Music Man. And we've talked about that. We had him on a little bit ago talking about the auditions. Well, they've named the cast, and they're underway producing and getting ready. So we'll have some of the guests coming up here during our morning show time between 9 and 10 today.
We cannot change the circumstances or magically erase the pain of loss, but we can listen and serve you with compassion and understanding at a time when compassion and understanding go a long way. I'm Mark Jelinek of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Our promise to you is to be patient, considerate, and professional, serving you as you wish to be served. It has been our priority since 1889 at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Picture an early morning, and you're behind the wheel of a John Deere Gator XUV. You're towing up to 4,000 pounds of hay to make the most of every haul, and gliding over rough terrain thanks to the heavy-duty independent suspension beneath you. We could keep trying to put you in the moment, but to really understand what this feels like, you just have to get in the seat.
Visit Hillsboro Equipment in Hillsboro, Mauston Equipment in Mauston, or Salama's Lawn and Sport in Reedsburg today, or find them online at hillsboroequipment.com.
Richland Cattle Center would like to thank its many sellers and buyers for their continued support. This Wednesday sale at the Richland Cattle Center at Ithaca starts at 11:30 and will feature a quality run of recently fresh cows and two-year-old heifers, milking and bred cows, open heifers of all ages, and a breeding age bull. For up-to-date listings, visit stadieauction.com. And don't miss the Richland Cattle Center sale at Ithaca every Wednesday at 11:30.
It's that time of year again. Join the Richland County Farm Women for the 43rd Annual Dairy Breakfast Sunday, June 9th from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Huff Nelson's Dairy Farm, 25560 Huffman Lane, Richland Center. Enjoy a delicious dairy meal for just $5 per person. The all-you-can-eat menu includes pancakes, sausage links, applesauce, cottage cheese, cheese curds, yogurt, string cheese, sliced cheeses, ice cream, coffee, and milk, both chocolate and white. Serving is from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. Parking available in the hayfield or catch a ride from Ithaca High School. Solid ground handicap parking is also available on the farm. The Richland County Farm Women hope to serve you Sunday, June 9th, and remind you to serve your family dairy every day. For more details, visit their website or Facebook. See you at the Richland County Dairy Breakfast, June 9th. Attention, WRCO listeners. Father's Day is just around the corner, and we've got an incredible giveaway just for you when you hear this.
Love my daddy. I love my daddy. I love my daddy. Yes, I do.
Be the seventh caller and get registered to win amazing prizes. The drawing will be held Friday morning, June 14th, during the 7 o'clock hour. Our grand prize includes four Brewer tickets and a Gladiator refrigerator from Town & Country TV and Appliance. But that's not all. We have plenty of other fantastic prizes up for grabs, like a $50 gift certificate from Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel, a $50 gift certificate from Napa, and two rounds of 9 holes of golf with a cart. Plus, you could win 4 rounds of 18 holes with a cart from House on the Rock Attraction and Resort. It's easy to enter. Just be the seventh caller when you hear,
I love my daddy. I love my dad.
Celebrate Father's Day the right way with WRCO Radio Father's Day Giveaway. Good luck and happy Father's Day.
Up and laid up a couple weeks. Had my share of bad luck, hard falls and drawn deep. I'll be back in no time, ladies. I gotta make Fort Worth. One buckle shy of Vegas or pawn shop pocking these spurs. Pull up them boots, ease me down in that shoe. Bet it all on one good ride. Get me off this thing alive. Give me a Lord, that's the plan. See the day and the life of a rodeo man. Co-op truck stop showers, been a road hard and put up with. If one more on tight, bet it all on one good good ride. But like a fox on the tail of a rabbit, I'm chasing that buckaroo life. Pull up them boots, ease me down in that shoe.
Garth Brooks and Ronnie Dunn and a rodeo man on WRCO Radio. We're up to 72 degrees. Not too bad in the great outdoors today. Maybe a little rain this afternoon. So again, perhaps get your chores done outside today and then get ready for a rainy afternoon. Maybe we'll see. I know a lot of the teams that are playing in sectional baseball would like to have a good, nice day. And we're kind of lamenting the fact that we're not broadcasting a sectional baseball game today. No, most local teams made it, so this year, Hank and I have to stay home.
We don't like to go out shopping. We don't care what's on sale. We just want to sit with a bag full of chips watching the NFL. When you come over at halftime, say, does this dress fit too tight? We just look you in the eye with a big fat lie and say, looks just right. Well, that's the truth about men. Yeah, that's the truth about us. We like to hunt and golf on our days off. Scratch and spit and cuss. And no matter what line we hand you, come dragging in. We ain't wrong, we ain't sorry, and it's probably gonna happen again. We hate watching Steel Magnolias. We like Rambo and Die Hard 4.
Jump up and down like fools when we see the new tools
at the Home Depot store.
And we do is cause we know it leads to the one thing that we all want.
Well, that's the truth about men. Yeah, that's the truth about guys. We'd rather pick guitars and work on cars
than work on the problems in our lives. I know we might say it to you.
Again.
But if you want to know what we're all thinking, it's nothing too complex. It's just something cold for drinking and a whole lot of SES.
That's the truth about men. Yeah, that's the truth about us. We like to hunt and golf and drive around lost,
scratching, spitting up.